was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. I'm Carl Bond, and this, it's 7:05 on February the 26th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're here, of course, with Bad Bob. Bad Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
You got, okay, wait a minute. Let me turn around. Let me see that shirt there on the back here. Tiger Direct. Ah, I'm not sure what that is.
Build your own PC race.
Build your own PC. Oh, you know what? He was in building the PC when he, or isn't this the one? Is that, did they give you shirts if you're in that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. When you were at the Communication Electronics Show, right?
The Consumer Electronics
okay.
Show.
Okay.
Yes.
Something like
Comic-Con.
That. Comic-Con. You know what?
No, that's Comic-Con. A whole different
Comic-Con? Thing. You went to Comic-Con?
I would really like to go to Comic-Con.
You're at Comic-Con?
I would like to, but I've never been.
No, that meant communist. No, it's comic. Oh, I see. All right. Yeah. Anyway, because you built those computers, and then has it made it back to school?
There will be a delay because this happened the last time I did this. It took actually about 4 months for them to finally get the computers packaged and on the way to the recipients.
Didn't have anything to do with all the parts in the wrong spot.
No, it's just that giving out the free stuff falls low on the priority for most of these companies.
All right. Well, good morning, sweetheart.
Well, good morning. And currently in the downtown studios, there's so many things. What do we cover today? We have a lot of things to begin your morning with. But first of all, we want to let you know that it is currently 41 degrees from our downtown studios. So yesterday we were talking about, well, wait a minute, at the airport it says down the hill and up the hill. But currently it is 41 degrees downtown. It's going to be a sunny day today. All day with temperatures around 67, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 40 degrees. And our weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We'll be up to Anselmo Vineyards tomorrow for the, and I'm sure everybody is still like, hello, what's the Integrity Project?
Integrity Project. We're having the people from the Integrity Project on tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock to talk about it. And it'll be up in Anselmo's, right, but it goes from 11:30 to 1. And so, so listen to Ruth Angel and several others explain why the Integrity Project is important, why this is not for any specific business or person. It's for the people that want to work with the county. We want to start off our new development director, Rick Simon, meet with him, talk about, moving the county forward in a very positive sense in Selma Vineyards.
Of course, we know that one of our favorite portions of every morning, it comes three times a morning. We're going to start off with our Wells Fargo Minute. Our experts there, Susan Eastman, good morning. And what is happening in the market?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, the major averages are in positive territory after yesterday's sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 107 points at 13,892. The S&P 500 is positive 8 points at 1495. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 12 points at 3,129. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, positive 12 cents at $11.15, Enbridge Energy down $1.61 at $26.82, General Electric positive 22 cents, trading at $23.03. Over to local stocks of interest, PepsiCo positive 53 cents at $75.72, Pacific Gas and Electric up 22 cents, trading at $41.73, AT&T positive 42 cents at $35.60. For commodities, gold is up $7.30 an ounce at $1,594, silver down 12 cents at 28, crude oil off 24 cents, trading at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. Our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute, Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. they do good work. And you try and figure out Wall Street, it's probably, for me, it is so far beyond anything I can try and figure out, margins and all these things. They understand it. They can tell you what it means and how you can thrive in there. So give them a call again, 243-7561, or stop by Park Marina Drive. Okay, well, that's it. Let's take a break. We have a couple things we want to talk about. We've got our Reading Breakfast Lines and the Gun Show and the Antique Show. Here's a guest.
And a couple things that we want to comment to that are headlines.
Couple things we want to talk about. And then, of course, Patrick Jones coming on at 7:30. He wants to rebut what the Record Searchlight said about he and two other city council members. And, of course, at 8 o'clock, Ed Rollman from the Reading Crime Watch and the Reading Merchants Crime Watch Association. They've had the big thing going on. Yeah, he did. But he's going to be talking about his initiatives on the panhandling and then the counter-protest. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot. KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Hey, miss a minute. Miss a lot here.
Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the mix. But not the rips.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Scadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center, or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460.
That deserves a forward moonwalk.
Forward moonwalk.
Yeah, I know you can do it. I've seen you do it. Coming out of, you know, getting up on the wrong side of the bed in the morning. Watch my forward moonwalk.
Okay, I do that sometimes.
You have to kind of get in there, kind of like Seth MacFarlane. You have to really kind of understand his sense of humor.
Yeah, well, I'm good.
Good morning. It's KCNR this morning, 1460.
You know what? We're going to probably be talking about the Academy Awards for a couple more times this week, too, about Seth MacFarlane.
Well, you could talk about guns. We'll talk about guns this morning, and I could talk about the and movies, but that's what makes it so well-rounded. Anyway, I cut in.
That's okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley. Veterans get discounts there. Espresso Joe's is some of the best coffee you're ever going to have at great prices made by people that know what they're doing. And, of course, they will meet or beat any prices for tobacco in town. They have a meeting room there that's open to people. So Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And let's not forget quickly on that, too, that they have they're getting all kinds of new wine selections. Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's
Tobacco
right.
and Brew has wine selections and, of course, the largest walk-in humidor in all of the North States. Fabulous.
Super. Hey, you know what? We're going to talk now. The Reading Breakfast Lions Club Guns, Antiques, and Collectible Show this weekend. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I, in the time that I've tried to write down your name, I have completely lost it. I'm sorry.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Bill Ralston.
Ralston, because I was going to say it was like Charleston, but with an R, Ralston. That's right. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Now, as we get close to the event, which is, of course, Saturday and Sunday, what kind of things do you have to do to prepare for how many vendors?
We have approximately 150 vendors. We have to set up 300 tables. The vendors start arriving 8 o'clock Friday. Setup is Friday, tear down Sunday night, which is always fun. After a 3-day week, 12 hours a day. So,
The show is going to start at 9 a.m. on Saturday and go to 5 p.m. and on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Correct.
You have got things you've never had before there.
Correct.
Is this correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Civil War reenactors.
The Civil War reenactors will be there. Most of them are full uniform. They also bring their cannons every year. And this year, something special. They're going to bring a Gatling gun. And from what I know, it's the only Gatling gun that's ever showed up in Reading, that I've heard of, so.
Well, you don't see too many Gatling guns anymore.
No. Nope.
Though I'd like to have one. I mean, I think the studio should have one, Bill. I think that's great. Okay. Who are some of the other people that are going to be there?
Well, as far as antiques, we have, many beautiful, antiques on display and for sale. But we have something really interesting, and the first time I ever saw one was 2 years ago. It's a 19th century glass minnow trap. Now everyone says minnow trap. Well, in 1900, if you want to go fishing, there were no bait stores. Okay?
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, everybody got
thrown. So you take this big jug, it has a little maze in it, and you go put it in the pond Wednesday night, and then Saturday morning you can go fishing. Just pull it out of the pond, it's full of minnows.
Oh.
Okay?
Are those valuable?
Yes, they're extremely rare. They run from $300 to $3,000.
My goodness.
Wow.
Because, of course, most of them got broken.
Because they're glass. That's yeah. right. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yes.
Well, I've been to the show before, and I had upstairs with the old convention center. The antiques were absolutely, this is where there are people. You're going to see antiques at the show that you won't see because one day or the
anywhere
weekend
else.
Only.
Yeah.
Special vendors, antique jewelry. Dolls, antiques, and then if I'm not mistaken, on the main floor when you're doing your all the guns, there's collectibles where you'll have, antique guns as well.
Correct. As a matter of fact, we have more antique guns than modern guns.
Yeah. And those range from, let's see, Lauterbach, Black Powder Arms, Lewis and Clark artifacts.
Yes.
Wow. Antique duck decoys and calls.
Uh-huh.
Harrison Richardson rifles.
Uh-huh.
And this is for everybody out there. I'm gonna say it. I'll be sorry for saying this, but Bill told me there's gonna be tons of ammunition there.
Yes,
tons of ammunition. Did you hear me? Tons of ammunition
for a while.
Until I want to know, since we're advertising here, we got you on, all these things. Any chance I can get in there at 7:45?
No.
Wait a minute. You're there at 7:45, though, right?
I will be there at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Any chance for resales there, Bill, in case you wander through there and just the ammunition kind of just falls into your pocket?
Yeah.
Hey, this is really a great deal you all do. And all the proceeds for the from the show is used how?
Well, it goes back in the community, mostly in youth and children, different things. We're involved in YMCA. We're involved in North North Valley Catholic Services. We do, well, we net about $20,000, and it all goes back in the community.
That is just absolutely wonderful. And this is the 31st Annual Reading Breakfast Alliance Club Guns, Antiques, and Collectibles Show.
Correct. And first 24 years, it was just guns. And then it dawned on us, well, let's put both of them together. And it really worked out. Really worked out. We're expecting at least 4,000 people this weekend.
That's right.
And probably 2,500 of them the first 3 or 4 hours Saturday. We usually have a line that goes clear out to the parking lot to get in.
I know. I mean, you know, get in there. So it's, you either got to get in there early or get in there late. Of course, if you get in there late, you just sit around and talk to everybody talking about what was there.
Yeah, you'll see, it's just as much of a shopping trip as a social event.
Yeah,
you go there and you'll see all your old buddies you haven't seen in years and stand around and talk for hours with them.
Yeah, well, you know what? And here's the other thing, too. It's not just guns. It's not just collectibles. It's not just ammunition. There's lots of other – anything you could possibly want for, like, hunting and you know, accoutrements for your weapons, bags, knives, books. It's everything. Everything that has to do with it. Displays. Beautiful displays of World War II weapons. Gosh, I mean, just anything you can imagine, it's there.
Yes, so we have a gentleman that comes from Eureka every year, and he has the best Japanese pistol, World War II Japanese pistol collection, and probably in the United States. And he's there every year, and everything's labeled and professionally done. It's real interesting. And then if you have any old World War II Japanese weapons, you can bring them in, and he's got all the books that tell you exactly where they're made, how many they're made, and what regiments use them on what islands.
Oh, you can. Can you? Can somebody walk in with a weapon and sell it there?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so you can sell your weapons too.
Yes, you can buy, sell, trade, whatever you want to do. The only requirement is we got to check you at the door. We have to make sure 100% sure the arm is empty, and then we put a big plastic bright zip tie on it to let us know we already looked at it.
Okay. All right. Hey, Bill, thanks so much for coming by today. And what's the last thought you want to have on the last thoughts about this? Let me say it starts again. It's this Saturday and Sunday. It begins at 9 a.m. on Saturday and goes to 5 p.m. And on Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Correct. Last thoughts? You might want to come and see this one because things will be changing here in the near future.
Oh, okay.
With our political situation.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, you know what? You may be absolutely right. We were going to talk about that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. About this, you know, about the fact is maybe you won't be able to do this next year. Okay. Unfortunately. I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, there might be minor changes, hopefully. That's all they do.
Okay. All right, Bill Ralston from the Reading Breakfast Lions Club.
We'll see you Saturday
Guns,
morning.
Antiques, and Collectibles Show. We will be.
We may be one of the 200 in the first line.
And you know
line.
What? We've got a couple of tickets we're going to be giving away later on in the show. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindabad, KCNR, 1460.
Number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation and the determination with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room-to-room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and music is the smoothest with the hop.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bond, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567. You want to get, I'm going to give away one free ticket.
To the Guns and Ammo Show.
Antique Show for Sunday, March 3rd. That's a $6.
And let me tell you, you know what I'm going to be looking for? Vintage.
Free. Sorry.
I'm going to be looking for vintage rhinestones, because some of these antique stores will have vintage rhinestones, which I absolutely love. You know, you can't obviously buy those in the store, so it's really fun. That's what I'm going to head up. You're going to be looking at, you know, 38, 40, what kind of ammunition or whatever, but we have a ticket.
For Sunday, March 3rd, the Guns and Antique Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Gates open at 9 a.m.
This is one free admission.
Free. Okay.
Give us a call this morning.
Give us a call at 530-605-4567. Okay. Hey, did you ever see Easy Rider?
The movie? How could you say, did you ever see Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Yes. No.
Or The Oz?
Wizard of
or
Oz?
Oz, yeah.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
This is, the iconic motorcycle buddy movie of all times, Easy Rider. The reason we're bringing this up, because this is Black History Month. And it is, and last night, Linda putting up with me while we were watching The History of the Choppers. anyway.
It was a special out of 2006. Yeah. Jesse James did, we watched from the beginning to the end, him building a chopper, and the frame had been, something he'd had for 30 years. Yeah. And it was just watching, it would be like somebody who became a musician at the age of six, and their whole life they collected, their life, their breath, their blood was around it. So, that's what last night's event.
Well, and the thing about it is, it was the whole history of everybody that built choppers and all the way through it. But one of the points they made was that the Easy Rider choppers, one Captain America and Billy's bikes, were built by two black bike builders by the name of John Hardy and Cliff Vaughn. And as they pointed out in the and this is that nobody ever knew who fabricated those bikes. And Dennis Hopper, who was alive at that point, is the one that said it. He says, oh, yeah, these guys are the ones that built it. But nobody, I probably think maybe 1% of the people that ever saw that movie ever knew they didn't come out of the back of, you know, like some big, you know, chop shop there in Hollywood. This came up out of Northern L.A. But anyway, it was an interesting factoid. when we come back after.
Congratulations, Gary. You also won the ticket. Come by and get it here at KCNR, 1326 Market Street.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are rebounding from yesterday's losses after some better-than-expected reports on the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up more than 100 points. Meanwhile, Martha Stewart is expected to testify today in the trial of Macy's versus JCPenney. The trial is focusing on whether Macy's has the exclusive right to sell Martha Stewart-branded cookware, bedding, and other products. Macy's CEO Terry Lundgren testified yesterday. JCPenney CEO Ron Johnson is expected to take the stand on March 1st. And the music industry broke a 12-year losing streak in 2012, posting a small but symbolic rise in trade revenue. According to the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, trade revenues climbed nearly 0.3% to $16.5 billion. The digital sector showed the strongest growth and for the first time more than compensated for losses in physical revenues. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Hey, pick out your least favorite room in your house and turn it into your favorite room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the fastest, easiest, most economical way to give any room that model home look in about 20 minutes by yourself. Get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states, plus expert installers if you need one. Blinds.com for prices that absolutely crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. It is 7:34 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567 It's 46 degrees out there. It's going to get out to 68 today. It's going to be a great day.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Popped my head in there the other day, and it's nice to see that, you know, people trust Jeff, owner of Crackmaster. You can do small chips up to 24 inches in your windshield. If we ever have a ding or a crack, we go to Jeff at Crackmaster, and he is located at 3280 Market Street. Give him a call, 241-8373. Why wait? Do it now.
Our guest today is City Councilman Patrick Jones. And I invited all, I think, you know, I'm trying to get all three on. Rick couldn't make it for personal reasons there that I understand. It, you know, was an avoidance. Gary, I think, is going out of town.
He's on a conference.
Now, this whole thing came about as one of the reasons that we began KCNR radio was to provide a voice to the people, an alternative voice. Before that, if something was written in the newspaper, it stayed there. What else were you going to say? And since then, we have had a variety of people that took umbrage at things that the Record Searchlight might have said about them personally. And in this case, editorial written by, I believe, Silas Lyons, who is, we've had Silas on several times, love having Silas on. And, but the editorial said was that we had lack of leadership in the city council, and he named specifically Gary Cadd. If I remember this right, and tell me if I'm wrong, Gary Cadd, Patrick Jones, and Rick Bassetti, and he talked about who's looking at the future. Where's the next Turtle Bay coming from? Where's the next Stillwater, or still dead? And you know, but the whole thing being is that the economy's getting better. We need to start looking down the road, which I agree with on that. But it was a pretty scathing editorial. So I offered Patrick a rebuttal chance.
Thank you, Carl, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me, and you're absolutely right. You know, when something is printed in the paper, we don't often have a way to communicate what we believe may be the truth. The paper has that ability to do that every day. We don't get that ability except for here, where we get to speak the truth and maybe give it a different perspective that you're not seeing out of the paper. Mr. Lyons and me obviously haven't communicated very well, and if we had, you would have probably seen some very different ink being printed. Now, again, I don't know what the paper's gripe is. You know, Gary has just been on the job for 2 months, and one of the first things he did was a campaign promise to have an electric utility commission reenacted, which he did. So in my estimation, this guy's hit the ground running hard, and he's done his job. And to criticize him for 2 months on the job with what he's already accomplished, I think is absolutely juvenile. And Mr. Lyon, maybe you might want to come to City Hall and actually maybe even talk to some of the council members and maybe even talk to the vice mayor. But, you know, if we want to talk about vision, the first thing that we need to look for is how are we doing financially? You know, what are we doing today to pass this off to the next generation? And maybe Mr. Lyons, he might want to know that, you know, in our unfunded liabilities with miscellaneous, public safety, PARS, our post-retirement health care, we're $302 million unfunded. Then if you look at our other debt that we have, which would be things like lease reserve revenue bonds, different loans, certificates of participation, state loans, airport debt, and so forth. The total debt that we have in unfunded liability, in my calculation, is $638 million. And that's what we're going to leave to the next generation. And we're trying to right that ship today because it's on a serious course of destruction. If we don't do something, we have at least 100 cities in California in a very similar situation. They're teetering on bankruptcy because they can't control their finances. And those are the things that we're working on today. They're not sexy. They're not fun to do, but they need to be done. And we're not going to take on another Stillwater. Mr. Lyons thinks that's a good use of $26 million of public funds. I'd highly disagree with him. We're not going to do another Turtle Bay anytime soon. We're not going to do another glass bridge. He criticized me for that in the article. When it
crossed, for refusing to walk across the glass bridge. What was your reasons for that?
You know, when you're, you know, and I supported the bridge when it first started. We did need a good bridge there, and it was going to be a $2 to $3 million bridge built by the public. And I supported that wholeheartedly until it got sidetracked by Mr. Mike Warren, city manager of Reading, and it ended up costing almost $27 million and $13 million of public funds. I was furious. I will not walk across it. I did walk across it for the Veterans Museum fundraiser. That wasn't what the public wanted. That wasn't right for Reading. We spent $13 million of public funds. There's your police station. Those are the kinds of mistakes that we've made in the past. I'm not going to forget about them. A lot of people feel that way, but when you look at $13 million and how hard that tax revenue is to come by here in Reading, we don't waste it on art. We need to work on our fundamentals, and that's why I was elected and reelected. And that's what we're still doing today, is trying to get our financial house in order. And Mr. Lyons, next time maybe come and talk to the mayor and the vice mayor, and maybe you might want to even talk to Mr. Councilmember Gary Catt and others, so that you get a real perspective of the job that we have to do today and the difficulty that we've got. We have some serious problems, and we're not going to be taking on some of these fancy beautification projects that you might deem necessary at the moment.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Councilman Patrick Jones, responding to an editorial in the Record Searchlight about who's planning for the future and a lack of leadership on certain council members' views. When we come back, I want to talk about, when we talk about, because this whole thing is money.
Money.
Article in the newspaper today about the Sheriff's Department and mental health organization going over budget because of things. But if, I need to know, or I think everybody wants to know, is where we are in our budget-wise here in the city of Reading, where we were a few years ago, and where we're going to be in a couple years. All right, we'll be right back. Our guest is Patrick Jones, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Once I ran to you. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this weekend. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, houseboat giveaway, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone this weekend at the 27th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL CBS 12 and KNBN NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center, or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney.
My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Welcome back to KTNR 1460. It is currently 47 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have temperatures of around 68 degrees. It's a yummy day. Temperatures tonight around 41. The weather is always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. And 474-5546 is how you make your reservations for their delicious five-star meals prepared specially by Chef John Stadelli.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. What can I say? Been in the business since 1992. Great people doing wonderful work. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. They'll do it. They stand by their work. Give them a call at 530-221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones, and talking, he wanted to kind of respond to an editorial in a Record Searchlight. Has Record Searchlight, has Silas ever, you two ever talked?
No, he doesn't communicate, to me and to my knowledge, not to many others. They're simply, either getting information from Bruce Ross, who does attend council meetings, and then making, their estimations or their opinion piece be known. But they're actually not talking to the decision makers themselves. And Carl, I wanted to go back really quickly, talking about the Sundial Bridge. And the $13 million was a substantial amount of money. And we really had infrastructure issues. We still have infrastructure issues. I cannot accept that, because a good chunk of that, $13 million plus, was spent on the artistic design of the bridge, not the function of a bridge itself. The actual bridge in concrete, like a diesel horse bridge, would have only cost $2 or $3 million. And a public safety vehicle could go over it. That's the bridge I envisioned. That's the vision I had for that area. By spending this extra amount of money, from taxpayers, we cannot afford that. And we couldn't afford it then. And we still can't afford it today when you look at these unfunded liabilities and the debt we have. It's just not fiscally responsible to do, but we did it anyways. The police facility coming up, we desperately need a new police facility. But is it fiscally responsible to spend $10 million when you're in this level of debt? And that is a real question that will have to be answered fairly soon. We're talking about hard-earned money from hard-earned taxpayers and a substantial amount of debt that we have to deal with today. See, we don't get to push that off to the next generation. This city may not last that long.
But, you know, Patrick, I mean, there are a couple things that I want to go back and ask you, on level. Okay. You're really thinking conservatively. You're like the dad who thinks we can't go outside these walls because if we go outside this wall.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean, you're really trying to be, we cannot think outside the box here. This is what we have to do to be fiscally conservative, like you're saying. But my question is, when it comes to the bridge, has it not, can't you say on the other hand, that has it not made Reading a destination where it was not? I mean, Shasta, yes, Shasta Lake, Whiskey Town, but now in Reading, before we go into the other places, has it not been a place that people come from all over the world to visit?
Linda, I would disagree with you in that Reading was already a destination place. We already had the great outdoors. We already had Shasta Lake. We have things here. We have a beautiful river that runs through the town. When you walk over a bridge, are we really focusing on the bridge or what we're walking over, which is the fantastic, undeniably beautiful Sacramento River that runs through our city? We already had all those things. The people that come to Reading, that appreciate Reading for the real things, it's not about a man-made bridge. It never has been. It never will be. For those of us that have lived here a long time, we love Reading. And again, I'll disagree with Mr. Lyons from the paper. Our best days are not behind us. Our best days are in front of us. But we have to run our affairs correctly and do our fiduciary responsibility. We can't have cake every night if you really, truly cannot afford it. And So it's not for me that I'm against all beautification projects, but when I'm staring at the mass, when we're looking at, you know, literally $40 million of backloads in our roads, I can't work on beautification because I cannot afford it. Those are things that you do after your main job.
The police station, let's go back to that for a second. You said that we can't afford to spend $10 million on a police station, and I thought that that was like our, but I forget now how much it was, $6.5 million,
well,
something like that. But isn't that one of our priorities? Isn't it voted by you all?
It is a priority from council, and there are some concerns with it. It is a top priority of mine, too, to do it in a way that we can afford. But again, spending roughly $10 million, because when it's all said and done, that's about what you're going to look at. Can we afford $10 million of new debt on top of what we have? And the answer to that is no, we cannot. And that's why I was so firm at looking at retrofit opportunities of existing buildings to try to get that cost down to maybe something that we could. And
well, what can we afford?
Well, we, you know, when I'm looking at $38 million unfunded in debt, it's a good question, Carl. I don't know if I can afford anything, to be honest. When you took a bond out for the soccer fields and Big League Dreams and many of these other beautification projects, that is where your police facility is today. We chose beautification, you know, in 2002 and 4 and 5. We chose a different path. We're paying for it today, but we chose a different path. It's why I was elected in 2006 and the public came forward you know, the beautification things are very nice, but they come at a price. Stillwater, $26 million, $27 million, they come at a price, Carl. And now we're struggling to do the basic infrastructure that we need and deserve. The police need a good building.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about our budget and the economy a little bit. I know that we were in the red a couple years ago. We're not still in the red. We're operating in the black now.
Basically, our finances are very flat. So we're not dropping any longer. So we've had a free fall in the global recession, in the massive global recession, quarter after quarter, double digit, quarter after quarter drops in revenue coming into the city for literally 5 straight years. Massive loss in revenue. Now it's flattening out. That doesn't mean you're out of the woods. It means that things are flattening out and you've got a long way to come back.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back. Our guest is Redding City Councilman Patrick Jones, Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 31st Gun, Antique, and Collectibles Show is this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All proceeds go to local youth and charitable programs. There will be more than 150 vendors with approximately 300 tables displaying guns, antiques, and collectibles, along with unique historical and educational displays. This year, the special historical exhibit is Kilroy World War II Living History Displays of German and Allied Materials. The NorCal Veterans Historical Association will also be there with their helicopter and Vietnam and Gulf War era displays. You'll be able to buy, sell, trade, or just browse at 200 years of historical items. The show opens at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Children under 12 are free. The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 31st Gun, Antique, and Collectibles Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium this weekend. Doors open at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl in the Bot. It is 7:56 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones is our guest. Came on to rebut a recent editorial. And but now we've started talking about the economic side of the city. I know that that you were talking about was when we left the last time about the police station. But the other thing too is that down the road, Patrick, is there anything that looks like businesses coming here? I mean, I get a feeling that, you know, I hear new businesses are coming to town. Has there been a nibble?
Yes.
At Stillwater?
No.
No. Okay, it's been a nibble, but there's been other businesses coming to town. Is it looking better?
It is looking better. It's flattening out. It's not dropping. So that is a positive. And I think that's what Mr. Lyons was trying to say, that because there is a little bit of an uptick, if you will, in some business activity, and it's nothing to what it was back in 2005, 6, 7, in those years. So he's looking
when
at.
When we spent money like drunken sailors?
Well, you know, the economy was going very well then. And, okay. And then we saw what happened afterwards. So we do have a flattening. We do have a small uptick in some positive growth and some new jobs. But that doesn't mean you go out and you go build a new Turtle Bay or a new Stillwater. And that's what he was essentially referring to, and called us three conservatives, tinkerers, if you will.
Tinkerers, I like that.
That was a great term. That's a new one I can add to my list.
yeah, well, that one's not hyphenated like the rest of them.
and once again, we have a long way to go. We have racked up a considerable amount of debt. To go back to the police facility, our police deserve a better building than they're in. The building is very old. They deserve that. The town deserves that. The question is, do we have the real finances to be able to do it today? And that's where I would argue and say it's not looking like we do. We're going to push forward with it. I'm sure the council is going to push forward and will simply take on more debt and more debt service. I, a few years ago, wanted to buy the building across the street. It was on the market for $2.6 million. We could have afforded it. The current chief at that time did not want the building, so it didn't happen. Again, I am looking for other opportunities to save money, something that we might be able to afford. The finances of this city are extremely important to me. My vision is to get our financial house in order so we pass this off to the next generation in good shape, and then they can choose to spend that money on beautification because they can really afford to do so.
Okay. Do you see any tax raises coming in here? to help pay for stuff?
Yeah, we have. The county has overcharged us on property tax, and so we do have some new revenue coming in, somewhere around $350,000 to $400,000 a year annually that will help to go either pay down some of our unfunded liabilities or debt or a new police facility or so forth, yet to be determined by council.
Okay. All right. Hey, Patrick Jones is on here. You know, again, KCNR, when we started this, was to provide, you know, an alternative viewpoint to all people, all, no matter what your persuasion is. And I think we're doing a pretty good job at that. You know, Patrick, thanks a lot for coming on.
Always thanks for being here.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
That's no problem. Hey, when we come back, Ed Roman's going to be here on from the Reading Merchants Crime Watch Association. We'll be right back after the message.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. 3 days from now, the sequester kicks in. Big looming budget cuts generating a lot of talk, but so far no compromise in Washington, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live.
Another day closer to the Friday deadline, House Speaker John Boehner sounds increasingly frustrated.
We should not have to move a third bill before the Senate gets off their ass and begins to do something.
The Democratic-controlled Senate rejected a pair of sequester replacement plans last year, Majority Leader Harry Reid arguing instead for a plan that cuts subsidies and tax loopholes.
And revenue from the very wealthiest among us, Americans making millions of dollars each year.
President Obama, meantime, spends the day in Newport News, Virginia, a military town that could be hard hit by defense spending cuts. Dave.
Jared, the Supreme Court has thrown out a lawsuit challenging warrantless wiretapping, a 5-4 decision ruling the plaintiffs who fear Americans are under surveillance can't prove any damage has been done, so they have no standing to sue. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is at the Senate.
Economic activity in the United States has continued to expand at a moderate, if somewhat uneven, pace.
And he says the Fed's low interest rate policies are helping and will continue. We bought more homes last month. New house sales surged 16% to the highest level since July 2008. Another report shows home prices rose in December in 19 of the 20 major cities tracked by S&P. We're more optimistic about the economy. A private gauge of consumer confidence surged this month after 3 straight declines. And on Wall Street, the day after the biggest sell-off of the year, there's a rebound. The Dow is up 79 points. They are plowing and shoveling from Kansas and Missouri down to Texas.
I didn't get prepared. So I was like, there's no way that is actually going to happen. Like, we're not going to have a blizzard in Lubbock, Texas.
No, it was a lot worse up in Amarillo over into Oklahoma. Some areas got nearly 2 feet of snow, and it was blinding with heavy wind. Some flights are grounded. A lot of schools are closed. Tens of thousands lost power. 2 people dead. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-322-1099. That's 1-800-322-1099. 1-800-322-1099.
A vote at the Senate.
Mr. Chairman, the final tally is 19 ayes, including proxies, is 19 ayes and 5 nays.
Moving one of President Obama's cabinet nominees closer to getting the job, and another one might move forward later. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
That vote in the Senate Finance Committee recommending the full Senate confirm Jack Lew to be Secretary of the Treasury. But a confirmation vote will wait until the Senate's done with the nomination of Chuck Hagel to be Defense Secretary. 12 days after a cloture vote on Hagel failed, another one set for an hour from now.
And what has the filibuster gained my Republican colleagues? 12 days later, nothing.
Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid, enough Republicans now say they will vote in favor of ending debate on Hagel's nomination, Dave.
Rich, Secretary of State John Kerry's in Germany pushing a free trade deal with the European Union.
We want to see even more trade and investment that will create jobs.
Later, he'll sit down with Russia's foreign minister the day before going to a Friends of Syria conference in Rome. If you could send any American to North Korea as a diplomat, Would you choose Dennis Rodman?
It's my first time. I think it's...
Dennis Rodman arrived in Pyongyang with a TV crew aboard a North Korean jetliner. He said he was there to teach basketball, not make trouble.
Hope everything will be okay, and hope the kids have a good time for the game.
With him, three Harlem Globetrotters, including veteran Buckets Blake, who said basketball can help to build ties. The sport is popular in North Korea. Even the dear General Kim Jong-un is said to be a fan, and weeks after he defied the world with a nuclear test, he's certainly got some of the Rodman swagger. The pair might just get on well. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
More teens are dying on the roads, reversing a trend. The Governor's Highway Safety Association says the deaths of 16 and 17-year-old drivers in traffic accidents in the first 6 months of 2012 were up 19% over the same period in 2011. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. It's Carl Lindebot. Time is 8:05, February the 26th.
Boy, yeah. How many days left for the month?
Well, two, to be exact. Because Bad Bob let it happen again. As I had my, I averted my eyes, and here goes another month. Pew, right out. Okay.
You our don't phone want to lines go
here.
Anywhere.
Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
This next hour is a biggie, you guys. So you want to get close to your phone, 605-4567. I'm sure you're going to have all kinds of questions that you're going to want to be asking our next guest. It's been very topical. It's actually been there's been a lot of heat around it.
There's been protests, counter protests, boycotts. I think there's been boycotts. I'm not sure that they work. We've been protested, which, you know, frankly, it's a badge of honor. You know, we're the only radio station that got protested.
But right now, let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our expert, Susan Eastman. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages have given up some of their earlier gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 63 points at 13,847. The S&P 500 is up a point at 1489. And the NASDAQ composite is down fractionally at 3,116. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Qualcomm up 32 cents at 65.12. Apple off $3.41, trading at 439.39. Texas Instruments down a penny at 33.72. Over to local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bankshares positive 15 cents at $16.71. North Valley Bank down a quarter at 16.93. Bank of Commerce positive 11 cents at $5.02. Over to commodities, gold is up $3.40 an ounce at $1,590, silver down 29 cents at 28, crude oil off 40 cents, trading at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive, their offices, or give them a call at 530-243-7561 if you want to find out what's going on in Wall Street and what to do with your hard-earned money and from people that understand this whole thing. All right, weather here in town.
Currently 48 degrees in the local studios, downtown area. Looks like we're going to have temperatures around 68 today, lows of 41, and the weather is always brought by Anselmo Vineyards. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we have surprise guests on the other side. KCNR 1460.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at CrownMotorsReading.com.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at ReadingCivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at ReadingCivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to ReadingCivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:11 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. And welcome back. Hey, on our continuing battle to take back the streets of Reading, we have Ed Roman and Jessica Delaney with us here. Ed started the Reading Merchants Crime Watch Association. And Jessica is, you are in charge of so many programs. Can you just kind of run through a few of those for us?
I oversee the Shasta County and City of Reading Homeless Continuum of Care Council.
Okay. Now, what exactly is that?
I like to call it kind of the Chamber of Commerce for Social Services. We have a variety of providers in the community that get together to talk about services that we're in need of and how to bring funding to this community.
Okay, so that's an umbrella. That's kind of an umbrella organization there. Mm-hmm. And, Ed, you have you're the owner of Sierra Gibbs, and you began something called the Reading Merchants Crime Watch Association. Can you explain what that is?
Well, that's correct. That's kind of how this whole thing all got started. We just as a group of business people, out of necessity, found out that there was a lot of criminal activity out there that we had in common. And so we put a group together, small group to start of about 12 people. It's grown to almost 400 merchants today on an email list that our basic premise is to try to communicate with each other when we see something going on or we have something that occurs at our business that maybe the other business people in the city would like to know about. So basically the group will email if they have some kind of a theft or a break-in or even some more serious matters occur at their business, they'll email it out and everybody else in the city knows what's going on.
And I'm on that list, and I receive emails on a regular basis, but it's photos. It's, you know, you tracked one time, you just tracked people going from business to business to business, and then the police popped them sometimes down the street.
So. Yeah, we actually had some pretty good success stories over the holiday season with some of the retail people that we had as part of the group. They did a good job throwing those photos out there and asking if anybody knew who the person on the mugshot was, and by being able to identify them, the police were able to go break up several groups of people that were going in and taking stuff from the stores and then either reselling it or going back and trying to get refunds on it with fake receipts.
Yeah, organized. This is these are gangs that are out there. This isn't somebody just going in to shoplift a bar of soap because they wanted to clean themselves up.
The times have changed, yes.
The times have changed. And it's gotten violent, too, from what I understand in some cases.
Yeah, I think some of the activity of, you know, people that are trespassing on property, we all try to keep a pretty close eye on what's going on for the safety of our customers, number one. And then, you know, now we really have to be careful because we don't want our employees going out and confronting people and having issues too. But I've noticed a sort of an uptick of people being a little more violent, a little more aggressive. You know, I'm a pretty good sized guy, and you know, it didn't used to be a problem when I would walk out and ask somebody to leave for them to leave and just move on down the road. But anymore, if somebody's doing something they shouldn't be doing, they're pretty confrontational.
Okay. Now, the reason that we've had you on before because of business reasons, and which, by the way, if let me mention this, is that it's not just this is just one of the reasons this Merchants Crime Watch that you were selected. This is just one of the many, many reasons that you were selected by the Chamber of Commerce here to be the Business Person of the Year in Reading. Is that correct?
Quite an honor. Yeah. You know, I've been in business in this town for about 35 years. You know, and I have some great partners that, you know, we've tried to be active in the community. We do a lot of different things. We're very active in Rotary. We're very active in, you know, most of the, things that go on in our community and have been for a number of years. You know, Reading's a great community. I'm from this area and I'm just proud to represent it. And, it's quite an honor to get the Business Person of the Year award.
Well, you do a good job here. That's for sure.
Thank you, quality,
what you all do. Now, so then people are asking, well, what's Jessica Delaney, who runs kind of an umbrella organization for the homeless, and Ed Roman, who has a crime watch group and is the Business Person of the Year. What are you two doing in the same studio at the same time working together?
Well, let me go first because I, okay, you know, I got to give some kudos to Jessica. She was a great find for us. When we started this group, you know, we didn't know what kind of issues were going to come up as topics in the Crime Watch group. I mean, we have everything from, you know, you got people that, break into cars every day in certain parking lots. You've got, hotels who had problems with prostitution. You've got, activities where people are going into some of the big box stores and stealing ammunition and running out the door with it. So there was all sorts of stuff going on. And one of the issues that came up was panhandling. And panhandling seemed to get lumped into a lot of different areas. And we knew we needed to find an expert that could sort of define some things for us. The biggest thing we needed to find was what's the difference between a panhandler, a transient, and a homeless person? And I'm not sure we did a good job as business people defining that because we were just concerned that we were having problems. And we found Jessica Delaney. And Jessica, just by what she does, was able to give us some really good definitions of what we needed to look for.
I would love to tell her title, Jessica Delaney, Coordinator, City of Reading, Shasta Homeless, Continuum of Care Council.
Correct. It's very lengthy, isn't it?
I mean, there's a lot of C's in there.
Yes.
So Jessica, when obviously you care about the homeless.
Very much.
And what Ed and his group were trying to do is say, you know what, we need somebody to define this for us because, you know, we aren't against the homeless by any means, but we're having some real problems here, but we need to know, you know, just we need to know who the players are. So can you, then what happened when they came to you?
Well, I came to speak to the Merchants Crime Watch group in December briefly about homeless issues. I was invited by Chief Paletti, and of course his focus area is crime. And so I just wanted to make sure that we understood that there is a difference between crime. crime and homelessness and poverty and panhandling. And I gave some data to the group. We collect statistics about the homeless individuals living in our community, and we have nearly 3,000 homeless people or imminently at risk, people that are imminently at risk of becoming homeless in our community. And we are not seeing the numbers spike and drop, but I get a lot of questions about the situation out there because it appears bad. It looks like it's getting worse. And one of the pieces of information that I gave the group was that we may be seeing increased panhandling. We may be seeing a lack of resources in this community, but we are not seeing a drastic increase in homelessness. So there's a difference.
Okay. Well, that is a big point there. There's not been a drastic increase in homelessness, but everything else has popped up. So that would kind of lead you to believe that people are rolling in here to gain something and then moving on.
What's the increase with the transient population?
The transient population, of course, a transient would be somebody that is maybe not from here. They don't have local roots. And what we found with our data in homelessness in Shasta County is that the majority of the homeless people that we have here do have roots here. They have family. They've been here a long time. So if you're taking a look at somebody that's just passing through town, that is not the typical person that we're dealing with in our shelters and our food banks.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guests are Jessica Delaney and Ed Roman. We're talking about the initiative to stop giving money to panhandlers. And it's not aimed at the homeless. It's aimed at giving money to people that perhaps are not going to, and it takes money from our regular projects here to help the homeless. So we want to talk more about that. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
She's always worried about things.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this weekend. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, houseboat giveaway, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone this weekend at the 27th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL CBS 12 and KNBN NBC 24, North Valley Bay, Coors Light, and this radio station.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you will be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com. or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors and the great guys down there, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Redding and all of the North State. You got a need for a car, truck, or SUV, new, previously owned? Crown Motors will do the job for you. And not only that, they've got the finest service department in the North State. They'll make sure your vehicle's taken care of right away and get back on the road. Give them a call at 530-223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Redding. Redding Crown Motors. Neighbors giving great deals to neighbors. Our guest Ed Rollman and Jessica Delaney were talking about the initiative to stop giving money to panhandlers. And the big thing now is to what is the definition we're looking here for that panhandler?
Well, I have found in all of my years of doing direct service that I got to know many of the homeless individuals in the community by name and by sight. And unfortunately, in all of my years, I never once recognized the face of a panhandler. And the only reason that I could tell you that I did not recognize these folks is because they were not accessing services. So, you know, I have some theories on why they may be not accessing services, but the ultimate goal is to get folks into organizations to get the help they need. So when we hand someone money, we are taking money that could be given to a program. And our resources in this community have been greatly diminished. We used to have a variety of housing resources that we don't have anymore. We had many more case management resources, outreach resources, mental health resources, and our economy, of course, has taken a hit, and the local programs that we had in this community have really, really skinnied down.
Jessica, just for our listeners who happen to do what we call drive-by, they're in and out of the car, could you name off the top of your head a few of the programs? If somebody's looking, I have a certain amount of funds, I'm going to go, I'm giving money to this, I'm giving money to that, but I really would like to help the homeless. I'm not going to roll my window down and hand out $2 or $5 or $10. Could you tell us some programs?
I would love to. I would like to be very clear, though, that I would like folks to really understand that when you see a panhandler, you don't know what their situation is. So we cannot define a panhandler as a homeless individual. The only thing that we know about them is that they're asking for money. And we do have a variety of programs in this community that can address drug and alcohol issues, mental health issues. We have food banks. We have places that can provide clothing. And we also have we have two emergency shelters in this community only, and that is the Good News Rescue Mission and the Shasta Women's Refuge. We have, like I said, some food banks, and I hate to name organizations because I don't want to leave anyone out.
No, we understand.
A great one out there is Restoration Enterprises that is providing loan assistance with deposits for permanent housing, and that's our ultimate goal, is to end the problem, not to perpetuate it.
Okay. Well, that was very helpful.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, there's the bottom line. Do not give money to a panhandler because in some cases they are already have got their, you know, and I've talked to merchants. I've talked to grocery stores. They've come in there already. They have bought their food. They've bought their necessities. They stand out in front and panhandle and they come back in and here comes out and then they buy alcohol, cigarettes, whatever. So it's not like that they don't have the food and the necessities that way. But the other thing too is we're talking about how many thousands and thousands of dollars is estimated that panhandlers take out of our system that helps people.
You know, I've thrown out a couple scenarios that are just mock scenarios. We don't really have a way to judge what is going out in this community that should be in our programs. But I could probably feel confident in saying we have hundreds of thousands of dollars every year that are not going to our programs.
Let's take a caller right now. Let's go to Terry on line one. You have a question for our guests.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon I was driving on Sacramento Drive and saw this man walking into people's driveways going through their blue recyclable bin. Well, I drove around the corner, came back, and I was trying to make sure whether he was actually walking on in there and going in their bins, and he was. And just so happened a police officer drove by me. I let him know what was going on, and the police officer observed him. So as I left Sacramento Drive, I went up Gravan, and guess what? There was a couple, and they had bags over their shoulders, and they were walking along looking at people's yards. Then as I went along East Side Road, guess what? Another couple, and I saw the same thing. So between that and between the signs that are pre-made on the site of Safeway and all this sort of stuff, we're almost creating a culture of people that are maybe finding a new way to earn income. But, you know, I mean, where do we draw the line on this stuff? I mean, I'm with you. I mean, I want to help the homeless people. I give it the rescue mission. But, you know, where do we go? I mean, it's almost like they're organized.
That's a good point, Terry. You know, where do we go with this?
Well, you know, I think part of what the Merchants Crime Watch group found out early on is this was an issue that many of the merchants brought to the table. I mean, every time we would have a meeting, we'd have a bunch of new faces. You know, starting a new group, you would have 70 or 80 people in a room, and half of them would be new people each time. And each time, the issue of panhandling or activity where people were taking things that they maybe shouldn't be taking or being in a place that they shouldn't be in, with those backpacks and stuff, that was a common occurrence. And that's why we chose to address this issue right off the get-go, was, you know, just that problem. So if you want to, if you want more information about what's going on in the city, send an email to ed@crgibbs.com, and I will get you that information so that you can see what kind of activity is going on. And if you want to help out, you know, you can join in with our group.
Ed, this was residential areas, not business areas. It was all residential.
Yeah, it doesn't.
They actually walked on people's property.
I don't think it matters in that respect, because I think, you know, we're a community, and we, you know, business people want to protect their businesses, but, you know, I think we have to help protect the community as well.
I think need, yeah, thanks, Terry. We got to run. But you know what? We need to organize in our community watch. We got the Reading Merchants Crime Watch. I think we need to get into our community watches, which so many people are doing right now. Hey, we'll be right back. Our guest, Ed Roman and Jessica Delaney, were talking panhandling. Let's stop it.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama's off to Virginia for a speech at a shipyard about the dangers of spending cuts taking effect Friday if there's no deal on deficit reduction. House Speaker John Boehner.
For 16 months, the president's been traveling all over the country holding rallies instead of sitting down with Senate leaders in order to try to forge an agreement over there in order to move the bill.
The top Senate Democrat, Harry Reid.
With only 3 days left to protect American families and our economic recovery from this latest crisis, it's time for Republicans to work toward a solution instead of being part of the problem.
The Republicans want spending cuts only, not more taxes. In a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court throws out a lawsuit challenging the expansion of a surveillance law that's meant to monitor foreign spies and suspected terrorists. The majority ruling Americans can't sue without proving their communication would be monitored. Fox News, we report, you decide.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. It is 8:34 today, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop. Great place to get your hair cut and just sit down and talk with the people.
Still read
there.
The National Geographic.
Yeah, that's right. There. That's, you know what? You know, you want that little kid to come in there, let him bring him in. 2-year-old, get his first haircut right there, as opposed to taking him to some place where there's women surrounding him and staring him and he'll never be the same. Okay, this is a joke between us. All right. Hey, our guest today, Ed Roman, from the Ready Merchants Crime Watch Association, and Jessica Delaney, who is the head of she's the coordinator of the City of Reading in Shasta,
Homeless Continuum of Care Council.
There you go. Couldn't even read that one. Continuum of Care Council. And we're here talking about an initiative to stop the panhandling, stop giving money to the panhandlers, not to stop helping the homeless. It's clearly separated, it's clearly defined, and it's two separate programs here.
Correct. Like I said, we need money. We need private donations in the organizations that we have in this community. And in this community, you can find shelter, clothing, food, and meet many of your needs, and also receive referral services for housing. So we have a lot of generous folks that want to give money because their heart is in the right place and they want to help a situation, or they even want to just give food, a hamburger or dog food to a dog that they see. But if we could get folks to get into the services that provide food and even pet food and things like that, they also offer secondary services like drug and alcohol, mental health counseling, and housing services. So when you hand a cheeseburger to somebody and you mean well because you'd like them to have lunch, they're much better served accessing a food bank that can provide additional referrals.
And the Handouts Don't Help program, if you go to www.handoutsdonthelp.org, there is a list that's growing every day on there of the agencies that you can give money to, that we've been able to put as a link on our site. So, we really would like to see the community as well as the business community giving more to these programs and these agencies, because we do realize that there is a large population of homeless people out there that need some help, and whether it be the fact that they need it for drug and alcohol rehabilitation or mental health, or they just are down and out for a short period of time and need a little boost so that they can get back on their feet, there are programs out there to help them.
Absolutely. Well, we'd just like to say one more time, again, congratulations for winning Business Person of the Year.
Thank you.
And the Chamber of Commerce and all of, I'm sure all of the body of Chamber of Commerce come together. And Ed, you've done so many outstanding, things for the community. I mean, things is just kind of a ballpark of this is something that is something really to be commended, your work here.
Thank you.
One of the things you talked about was mental health. And on the front, on the local part of the paper today, the mental health, sheriff's office faced fiscal stress. The number of people needing mental health assistance here in the county has grown tremendously. And some of this money that is being handed to people on the street, if they put it into the right areas, could help this, could help alleviate this situation. Is that true?
Absolutely. I would like to correct that the mental health needs in this community might not have grown, but the mental health resources that we've had in this community have diminished greatly, which, you know, in turn grows,
right.
the problem. But one of the first big hits that we received in this community in 2007 was a big decrease in our drug and alcohol programs. After that was mental health, and after that was housing. And so we've just taken hit after hit. And like I said, we have a generous community that wants to help, and they may think that it's easier to hand that dollar out to a panhandler than it is to maybe drive it down to their favorite organizations. But the handouts don't help. Website makes it even easier than that. Folks can click on the website and get onto organizations' links, and many of them have PayPal, and they can donate at a small level, a big level, whatever they'd like. But that has the best impact.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, Ed Roman and Jessica Delaney. We're talking supporting the habit of, for the panhandlers. Stop giving money to panhandlers and give the money to organizations here in our community that can help them. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Well, I know what you're doing.
The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 31st Gun, Antique, and Collectibles Show is this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All proceeds go to local youth and charitable programs. There will be more than 150 vendors with approximately 300 tables displaying guns, antiques, and collectibles, along with unique historical and educational displays. This year, the special historical exhibit is Kilroy World War II Living History Displays of German and Allied Materials. The NorCal Veterans Historical Association will also be there with their helicopter and Vietnam and Gulf War era displays. You'll be able to buy, sell, trade, or just browse at 200 years of historical items. The show opens at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Children under 12 are free. The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 31st Gun, Antique, and Collectibles Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium this weekend. Doors open at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 8:43 in the morning, 51 degrees out there.
You need to get a little bit more excited about our bump music.
Okay.
Yeah.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Currently 51 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have temperatures around 68 today, and our lows will be 41. Whoa, whoa.
Our guests are...
All right. Let's get going.
We're talking the stop giving to the panhandlers. And we're delineating between panhandlers and homeless. That's two separate groups of people, and our guest, Ed Roman and Jessica Delaney. Ed is with the Merchants Crime Watch Association, and Jessica is the heads up the City of Reading's homeless groups there. You're kind of in charge of all the, you coordinate all the homeless, activities trying to get people help.
Continuum of Care Council.
I mean, and this is what people need to understand. There's a huge difference between the homeless and the panhandlers and what you are defining. Is that right, Ed?
That's exactly true. We have nothing against homeless people. You know, we know that they need some help. And basically what we're trying to do is to keep that money, that resource that people are giving to a panhandler who may be making as much as $100, $200 a day. They're taking that money out of our community. They could be going to the agencies, you know, for them to use as resources and, you know, get more help for the people that actually need it.
And Jessica.
Yes.
You made an analogy. Did you want to talk about that?
The geese. It's a silly analogy, but.
Well, no, it's not, because I tell you what, it's a very true analogy.
Okay.
And it could be used in any sense, but so just use that analogy.
I will.
Because it's not a mean analogy.
I would like to talk about, you know, it might sound crazy to say that there is a difference between homelessness and panhandling. We're talking about people that are in need and accessing services versus people that we don't know what their needs are and they're not accessing services. My analogy about the geese on Park Marina, they're a lovely group of, I believe, Canadian geese, which is a migratory species. And we have some community citizens, I even am one of them, that really enjoy going down and giving bread to the geese. My children love it. But you'll notice that is a big group of geese that is growing more and more populated and no longer migrate, because they don't need to. And the folks that are giving the bread to the geese feel very good about that, and they're enjoying the interaction with the geese. But, you know, is it better maybe that they get back to their flock and get to be independent as, you know, nature calls?
Well, I actually read an article about that the other day. It says if we're going to feed them, don't feed them bread. Feed them seeds, because the bread is bad for the digestive system. So
I say let them migrate and go back to being independent animals of the wild.
Either that or take three of them home, put them in your backyard, see how much you like geese after a week.
Certainly. And okay. My analogy is not to encourage folks to migrate in and out of our community. My analogy is about allowing the citizens of our community to enjoy the freedoms that we all have when we are housed and have an income and get to integrate into our community.
Not enabling. And if a person wants to enter into, you know, needs help, there's a lot of organizations that we support and we applaud. But if you don't enter in, but if you don't sign up for that and you just choose to make your money, you know, to panhandle, you can't be helped if there's, you know, if it's there. And we need, again, we keep going back over this over and over and over again, is that every dollar given to a panhandler is a dollar not given to a organization that helps people and is organized to do that and will do that. I mean, that's their whole life. That's their whole business, is to help people that are homeless, people with medical needs, people that perhaps have mental health problems. If they're on the street, they're not going to be helped.
And if our resources do not have the funding behind them to provide effective treatment and shelter and clothing, then we can't really have, you know, the impact that we need. Could I add a kudos to Ed's award that he received from the Reading Chamber of Commerce as Business Person of the Year? I just want to say that the situation that we're looking at right here, and even having this conversation and having the business community come together with the social service community, is a way to, you know, provide innovation in a town that has lost a lot. We are Shasta County, taking care of Shasta County issues and problems. So I know that economics determines social issues, and our businesses in this community need to be healthy, just like our folks that are suffering. We need to have a safe community, and I just appreciate this coalition.
Well, that's very nicely said.
It is. You know what? There's been a, let me bring this one up. There's been a counter protest or a protest against what's going on with the stop giving money to panhandlers. There's been people being, there's a movement afoot, you might say, to try to bring groups of people together to boycott businesses that actually believe in this. Ed, you want to talk about
that? Well, yeah, I think at any time you do something that's controversial like this, you're going to have, an opposition. I think the boycotters, and they got all the right in the world to do what they want to do, just like we have all the right in the world to put the poster in our window as a business, asking people not to give to panhandlers. We're not going out on the curb and trying to remove a panhandler. We're not saying that they can't panhandle because, we know that, the law protects them in that, and that's fine. They can do that stuff. But what we're asking is that the community at large, we were hoping that what we could do is maybe give people a little more encouragement that it's okay when a person makes eye contact with you, stand on a street corner with a sign that says, need money, whatever they say. And it's okay not to give to them and go give that money to an organization, an agency that can actually make a difference. And people say, well, gosh, what's my $2 going to do? But if everybody that gives $2 over the course of a day were to give that $2 to all these agencies, that money would accumulate pretty rapidly. And I think that the program would be successful at that point if we could encourage people to just divert the money to the agencies and the programs that really could use them.
Are you getting a lot of support on this?
We're getting a tremendous amount of support. I've had phone calls and visits from people that I don't know. I've had many of my acquaintances and friends stop me and say, I really like what you're doing. And really, it's not me. It was the organization that asked for this. I just happened to be the person that was the spokesperson. But the, Reading Merchants Crime Watch Group, when they got together, they identified this as the problem, as, the number one problem that they wanted to deal with. And we as a group decided to tackle it. And, again, we knew it was going to be controversial. We knew there were going to be issues. We're trying to get people to understand we're not bad people. We're just trying to protect our businesses. We have an investment. And as Jessica stated, if we have a healthy business environment, then I think we have more resources to that we're able to give that we can help these programs and help our community fix some of these problems.
Okay. We're going to take a break on that then. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. I miss a day, miss a lot.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at ReadingCivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at ReadingCivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to ReadingCivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. It is 8:55 in the morning, 51 degrees out there. Tomorrow we're going to have the Integrity Project on in the morning. We're going to talk about what they're planning on doing, about the rally they're having up at Insomo Vineyards tomorrow. And it's going to, of course, the Integrity Project rally is going to start at 11:30 up there and go to, I believe, 1 o'clock. Then lunch is going to be provided afterwards. And the bottom line on the Integrity Project is citizens working with their government. It's as simple as that. Citizens working with their government. And that's kind of what's going on. In fact, it's exactly what's going on here. When we start talking, the Reading Merchants Crime Watch Association is the merchants working with the government. And Ed, tell us about what's going on with that as we finish up here.
What we recognized a year and a half ago when we started that group was that the city of Reading, you know, the police department or the city just couldn't do all the things they needed to do to help us with some of our problems. I mean, they had issues getting, responding in time to, you know, for most people just weren't satisfied with response times. So we just started talking about those things. How can we fix things and how can we as a community work together to resolve some of the problems? I think the Reading Merchants Crime Watch group has a lot of potential to help, remedy, many things in our community just by working together and communicating what the issues are. And, if we don't continue the Reading Merchants Crime Watch group, I'm afraid that with all the issues from AB 109 and the prison realignment thing and all the bad people that can get let out into a community, then we got some issues that we may not be able to conquer if we don't keep control of it now. So as a businesses, we think we need to help where we can and help solve some of these problems.
Well, I tell you what, I see it working. I see, you know, the thing is I talk to other merchants, you know, and people that, you know, come through here. We are trying to get all as many businesses on here, but, that it works in the fact of, warnings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then here's a photo of them and here's a watch out. This group and the identification of the car mm-hmm. that they were running. Oh yeah, I've seen it too. And here comes the police.
Yep.
So this is a good partnership between merchants and businesses in Reading and our police department. Is it working?
I think that the success stories that we had again during the holidays where we were able to break up some of the rings, the theft rings that where they were stealing stuff out of the big box stores and taking it to some of the smaller stores and trying to sell it and or going back to those box stores with a different person and a receipt in hand and trying to get a refund on something they hadn't even purchased just because people actually find receipts laying on the sidewalk.
I saw that where people get receipts or looking through garbage cans.
Yeah, they get the receipt and then they go, they have somebody steal that item out of a store and then they take that receipt back in and they get a cash refund. And that's, you know, that's a thorn in the side of the retail people. So they, they have to deal with that. And I think the communication has been very supportive of that.
Great. Okay. And Jessica.
Yes.
and the homeless here.
You know, I think that the Reading Merchants Crime Watch Group is a very effective way to work with government, like you said. I think that the primary reason that the Reading Police Department has a hard time addressing a lot of these crimes is because they have lost resources, just like our social programs have. And they rely on citizens to get together and be innovative like this. And so do we. This anti-panhandling campaign, I truly hope, will give private dollars to these organizations that definitely need it. We mentioned AB 109. A lot of the folks that we have that are lacking mental health services and drug and alcohol services don't end up in programs anymore. They end up in the arms of law enforcement. So when I've met the AB 109 population, which I have surveyed them for their housing needs, a lot of them are folks that I used to serve. So please give to the programs. Visit handoutsdonthelp.org and take a look at what's out there.
Okay. So the website is?
handoutsdonthelp.org.
Thank you, Jessica.
Is there a phone number or anything associated with this, or just the website?
Just the website.
Okay, and as people are saying in the chat room here, that it's clearly defined, the panhandlers and the homeless, they're agreeing, they understand how they've given money before. They're not doing that anymore. They're going to give to the programs and try to fight this.
Please support those businesses that are putting those posters up in their windows and standing behind the Handouts Don't Help campaign, because businesses can use any business. They don't want to lose business, and your support is important. Tell them that you're coming in because of that, so that they know.
And by the way, congratulations on the new additions to C.R. Gibbs. It was fabulous to be pleasantly surprised yesterday with the beautiful additions.
Great, thank you.
Thank you so much. Oh yeah, thank you so much. Hey, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. President Obama due in Virginia to talk sequester and defense cuts and keep up the pressure on Congress, where each side continues to dig in. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
And don't look for a last-second sequester solution to emerge from the Republican-led House.
For 16 months, the president's been traveling all over the country holding rallies instead of sitting down with Senate leaders.
House Speaker John Boehner at one point using salty language to express frustration. But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid argues the holdup is Republican opposition to mixing spending cuts with revenue.
The only Republicans in America that don't support this balanced approach are the Republicans who serve here in Congress.
The Republicans counter they agreed to tax hikes in the fiscal cliff debate, Lisa.
Jared, the Senate's about to try again to cut off debate on defense chief nominee Chuck Hagel, believed to have enough Republican support now for cloture and the eventual confirmation vote. Taliban